It's gone.
What am I seeing?
చెప్పాలి ముందు పాటి నమోకార మంత్రి ఆరుష్ నమోకార మంత్రి హలో ఆరుష్
అరుష్ సింగ్ నమోకార మంత్రి అండ్ ఐ యామ్ ద పంచ్
చార్ మంగల్ పాట్
ఓకే ఐ యామ్ సీయింగ్ ద చతారి మంగల్ ఓకే ఓకే
స్టార్ట్ ఐ
నమో అరి హంతా Namo Arihantaram, Namo Sepharam, Namo Ariyaram, Namo Uvachayanam, Namo Loi Savisaunam, Esa Paish Namo Karo, Kave Paan Panashano, Mangalayanam Che Savese, Param Havai Mangalam. Shittari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddh Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, కేవలి పన్నుతో ధమ్మో మంగళం సితారి లోగుతుమా అరిహంత లోగుతుమా సిద్ధ లోగుతుమా సాహు లోగుతుమా కేవలి పన్నుతో ధమ్మో లోగుతుమా సితారి శరణం పవిజామి అరిహంత శరణం పవిజామి సిద్ధ శరణం పవిజామి సాహు శరణం పవిజామి కేవలి పన్నుతో ధమ్మో శరణం పవిజామి
ఓకే సరిపోతుంది So in the last class, what we did, we played games, right? Jamin, now do you remember the name of 24 Tirthankars?
Oh,
Jamin.
I forgot to revise it.
Yeah?
I forgot to revise it.
How many, okay, start. Okay. So... tell us, I mean, start saying the names, no matter how many names. Like, say how many you remember.
Rushabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandan Swami, Sumatinath, Padma Prabhu, Parshanath, Chandra Prabhu, Suvidinath, Sitanath. Shrayamsnath, Vasupujya Swami, Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Munisuvath Swami, Malinath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshanath, Mahavir Swami.
Okay, so you remember most of them. In the next class, Jeremy will have to remember all 24, okay? Very good. Fine. Arush, how many Tirthankars can you remember?
There are 24 Tirthankars.
All the 24? Hello?
Yes?
Okay. Yeah, please start the names. Tell us the names of 24 Tirthankars. Hello, Arush?
I don't know.
How many do you remember? Start speaking. Whether you remember 3, 4, 5. Adinath, Rishabhdev, anyone. No. Anyone, who's the first Tirthankar, okay? What is the name of first Tirthankar? Yes? Okay, fine. So, Arush in the next class, can you remember the name of first Tirthankar? In the next class, will you be able to learn name of first 12 Tirthankar? No, in the next class, in the next Monday when we meet, next Sunday, will you be able to remember the name of 12 Tirthankar? You learn 12 Tirthankar in this week?
Yes, I can remember.
Yes or no? Okay, so only 12 names you have to learn in this week, okay? This is homework. And Jamin, all the 24.
Okay,
very good. Okay. So now, what will do you all have the study material? We have used your study material. Hello?
Arjun, I didn't get a time to review it, but I have the files.
Yeah, you don't have to review it. It's okay. Okay, so we'll start with a new chapter, Jeev and Ajeev. Okay, so Dia, what is a Jeev? What do you know about Jeev? I guess we have tried learning about Jeeva. Who is Jeev, Dia? Anything about Jeev?
I am Jeev, Yogi, and everyone is Jeev.
What?
I am Jim, you are Jim.
Yes, what?
Everyone is Jim.
I can't hear you, Dia. Speak up.
I am Jim. I am Jim.
Hello. Okay, you are Jim. And what is a Jim?
Sharir is a Jim.
Okay, very good. So, I am Jim and Sharir is a Jim. Okay. Arjun, what do you know about Jim? We are told us that we all are Jim and... Shareer is Ajeev. The body is Ajeev. Arjun, do you know any? Can you add any point to it?
Jeev is the soul.
Yes, okay.
That's as much as I know.
Okay, fine. Jeev is a soul. Natasha, anything you have to add?
Anything I learned about Jeev?
Yeah, anything. What is Jeev?
Not really.
What?
I don't really know anything about Jeev.
What does Jeev... Okay. What does Jeev have as a specialty? I guess we have done this in our earlier classes. Okay, fine. So Dia says we all are Jeev and Sharir means body, that is a Jeev. Jeev is a soul, fine. Jamin, do you have any other thing to add? What does Jeev have?
The Jeev has a knowledge attribute.
Okay, fine. Jeev has knowledge attribute, excellent.
That's all I know.
Okay, fine. Excellent. So, Jeev has knowledge attribute. So, Jamin, can you just tell us that what does this knowledge attribute do?
It enables us to learn.
Okay, fine. Excellent. Jamie, Arush, do you know anything about Jeev?
I don't think so. I know. I don't know if anything about Jesus.
Okay. Excellent. So we have soul is Jeev. We all are Jeev, means we all are soul. And Jeev has knowledge attribute. Okay, fine. Tell me one difference now. Natasha will tell me one difference about a table and herself. Natasha, what is a specialty in table and you don't have, and what does table does not have and you have? Natasha.
My table is, it is a Jeev, so it doesn't have any life in it. So my table is like matter.
Yeah. Okay, so what does it mean that table does not have life, right? So what do you mean by life, Arjun? What is having a life mean? Arjun, you have to say.
Soul.
Huh?
I said it means to have a soul. Like to have a life could be to have a soul.
Okay, so you think that if you want to have life, you should have soul. Like this body has life. Why? Because it has soul. That's
yes.
What you want to say? Okay. So body has
But body
life.
Is not soul.
Yeah, body is not soul. Soul. Okay. But does body have life?
No.
Dia. Does body have life? Natasha,
no.
Anyone, body has life or not? See,
no.
Table does not have life, right? No, body does not have life, then, okay, what is the difference between table and body then? Body has soul, table does not have, right? So the life is in what? Life is in soul or life is in body?
Your life is in your soul.
Life is in soul. So the soul gives life to the body.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Okay. Who else agrees to this? Hello. The table or anything like computer, laptop, desktop, car, road, school, building, anything. They don't have life. But the soul has. I mean, we have life, right? So my question is, we have life and we have body. So body has life, the first question. Does body have life?
No.
No.
Okay. So what does body have?
Body is a Jeev.
Body is a Jeev. The same a Jeev like the table? Or some it has some speciality? Yeah, Natasha.
Well, according to the PowerPoint, the body is a Jeev, and it doesn't have any knowledge. It doesn't know anything. So our soul is what knows everything, the Jan, and our soul is Jeev.
Okay, fine. No, my question is that this body same as the table or the desktop, a car, like car is a Jeev, but it's also a Jeev. So they both are just, I mean, body has some specialty over them?
Oh, no, body doesn't have any speciality, I think.
So they are of same quality. They all are Ajeev, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So now, yes. Arjun, Jaimin will tell us that how do you know that a thing has life? How do you understand that, yeah, this is living and this thing is not? Jaimin. It's very simple.
Life.
You just have to, you don't have to, yeah. Yeah.
If it has life, then, it has knowledge.
It has knowledge. Well, just tell me, you know, simply, like, you're walking on a road, okay? You're taking a walk, evening walk, okay? And the cars are passing through. You see buildings, you see people who are also taking off in the park. How do you know that this thing is living and this thing is not? How do you determine?
Because it will move.
Simple, just imagine you're walking on a road. Now, how will you come to know if he has life, it doesn't, and so on? Arush, how will you determine?
How would I? Can you please repeat the question?
The question is, you are walking on a road, okay? You are taking a walk. Okay, now you see many things. The cars are passing through, the buildings, the garden, the chairs, and the people. How do you differentiate between a living people and non-living people? How do you come to know that, yeah, this one has life, this it doesn't? This time, you don't have to think about anything about this chip. You just tell me you're walking on the road, yeah.
Can I see?
Wait, Arush, Jaimin, any one of you, just tell me, how do you know that his friend is passing? He's living or non-living? He has life or not, your friend? Yes or no?
Yes.
He has life, right? How do you know he has life? Anyone, Jaimin, Arush?
We know he has life because...
Yeah.
We can tell because we have a soul.
He has because we have. Okay. Fine. Arush, you have any idea on how do you differentiate between a person and a chair in the park? Oh, okay. Yeah, say. Hello, yeah.
I am soul. The soul has knowledge.
Okay. that is, you know, yeah, how will you differentiate while walking on a road between a living thing, I mean a soul, and a non-living thing? Okay, I think we don't get it. See, all of you have to imagine that you all are walking on the park. Okay? Walking in the park, you see many things. Now, in this park, you meet people, you see things. Now, my question is, what makes you think that this thing has life and this thing doesn't? What is the point with which you conclude that, yes, this is living, so this has life. This is not living, this has not life. How will you know? Arjun, Natasha, do you have any points to add?
You'll know because usually things that have soul have senses. They can eat, they can talk, they can see and hear.
So, just tell me in the language that I'm just looking at, like, this man is passing through me. How do you know that he is living? Arjun, your friend has come to you, okay? He says hi. How do you know that he is alive?
Can you repeat the question?
The question is now, in the past, a friend has approached you. Now, your friend is living or not living? Hello? Am I not audible? Hello?
It's kind of hard to hear from our end.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's kind of hard to hear from us. It's hard to hear.
Okay.
Hello?
Fine, now it's... Yeah, Arjun, do you have any answer now?
Yeah, it's very hard to hear. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Any one of you, how do you differentiate, how do you know that your friend, like, how do you know that I am living? I'm talking to you all, right? How do you all differentiate between a non-living thing and a living thing? Simple question. I don't want any language of this study material. You just say whatever you see, what you observe. Because these things are taught in school in, you know, very starting fundamental classes. In a park, how do we know that this is my friend and he's living? And this is a football and it doesn't live? Anyone? Dia, Arjun.
Because we have knowledge, and our knowledge can tell if it's living or not.
What? I didn't hear you. What?
Because we have knowledge.
Yes, say what? We have knowledge. Knowledge means what? What do you do with knowledge? And they can't do. You're right. Yeah, you're right, Jamin. Exactly correct. But how do you know that they have knowledge? What is it that they do with which you conclude, yes, this thing has knowledge? Hello, anyone? Okay, what do we all do? We can talk, right?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
We can see, right?
Yes.
Yes or no? We can listen to, right?
Yes.
We can smell.
Yes.
And we can touch things and know that it's hot or it's cold, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we see from?
Eyes.
And see with eyes. Very good. Listen from?
Ears.
We speak from?
Mouth.
Yeah. And we touch with our body, right?
Yes.
And smell with?
Nose.
No. Everyone agrees to Arjun? Hello. Hello. Yes or no? Dia?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Do you agree to Arjun? See, you all have to answer, okay? Then only we can proceed because, see, it's not a class. It's like we're discussing about things, okay? What we see. Okay, we all know that the people we meet generally have two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth, and a whole body. Right? Yes or no?
Yes.
All agrees to me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Fine. And according to Arjun, we all see from eyes, smell from nose, hear from ears, we speak from our mouth. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so very good. So the person having body, we can conclude, is a body. Is whoever has a body has a life. Right? Yes?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, Arjun says yes. Yeah. Natasha says yes too. Who else? Dia? So we can conclude if we go on a path and then we see a body. So we conclude that yes, it is a soul. It is a living thing, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
I have one question.
So the body is a living thing. Yeah, say Dia. Ask.
Tree is living, but tree can't speak.
What?
Tree is living being.
Sharir is living thing. This is a question. Hello. Yeah, what is your question? Dia.
Sharir
is living thing or not? Is this a question? Hello.
What was the question again?
Then I'll come back to you, Dia, okay? First thing, what we have concluded is that the person having two eyes, two ears, one nose, one who can speak, who can see, who can listen to, is a living thing, right? And a football or a chair or anything, it does not speak to, it does not listen to, it does not walk, so it is a non-living thing. Did we conclude like this? Do we conclude like this or not?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. All agrees to me, right? I'm going on a park. I see people taking a jog. They're jogging there. So they are looking at things. So they are living, right? But instead the chair is like, it's lying on its place only and it's not moving. So it's not a living thing, right? Yes?
Yeah. Yes.
Jaimin, you agree to me? Yes, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So now tell me, one who walks is a jeev. One who can take a walk is a jeev. One who can't is a jeev. Right?
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, no, no,
yeah.
No.
So if a car... No, listen to me. If a car passed by me, okay? So the car is walking. Car is exactly running, right? Sprinting. So is it jeev or it is a jeev? Yeah, Arjun.
Car is a jeev.
But it's walking like all other people. I mean, it's walking faster than other people. Come on. Yeah.
But it doesn't see, it doesn't hear,
like
doesn't listen.
Oh. Like one,
see. If there is a six car will stop, okay? If there is a direction, a car will go into the direction. So, car, it knows everything. It runs faster. It stops where it has to. It goes into the direction, so I guess it has knowledge. Car is a jeev or car is a jeev?
A jeev.
Why?
Because it doesn't have a brain, I guess.
It doesn't have a brain. Then how does it run?
Gas touch.
Gas.
Gas touch.
Gas engine.
Okay, fine. So car is a jeev, we conclude, because it doesn't have brain. So brain is found in the head of a body, right? So brain is a living thing and car is not. So therefore, car is not a living thing, right? Okay, Arjun, tell me, brain is where?
Head, hands of car.
Mandi.
Yeah, where?
Head.
Where I didn't hear you.
Head.
Okay, brain is in head. Head is where?
In the body.
And body is what?
A jeev.
So brain is jeev.
Buddha is coming to you.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Jaimin.
Hey Jaimin, I guess the call got disconnected.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, Natasha?
We got disconnected.
Yeah, actually everyone got disconnected, so we are just waiting for everyone to join back.
Okay, no problem.
Chokri. I think we're all here again.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, everyone can hear, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine.
I have a
question. So, my question was, hello?
I have a question.
We'll start again? Yeah, what was the question?
The question was that the tree is a living being, but the tree can't talk.
Yeah, so if I am into an accident, okay, so why will they not admit the car and why will they admit me? Yeah, why? Okay, tell me one thing. If I hit my head into the with a ball, okay, so who will the ball will get hurt or my head will get hurt? Hello.
Your head will get hurt.
Why the ball will not get hurt?
Because walls are deep.
So why do you think that it is a jeev? Because it can't get hurt. So what is it that jeev? What does now you get the ball?
Jeeves don't have the senses. Jeeves. I mean, a jeev don't have the senses.
Yes. What? Jeeves don't have the?
No, a jeev don't have the senses.
Okay, see, a jeev always feels. The ball or a jeev does not feel. Why? If you'll slap me, I'll get hurt. Why? Because I feel that you have slapped me. If you slap a ball, it doesn't feel anything. It does not know whether you have hit it or you have not. So, how do I know that you have slapped? I have knowledge, so I just came to know, yes, this person has slapped me. So that I feel bad, yeah. This person has slapped on my face, this body. Okay, so I feel bad. But on the other hand, if I hit to the wall, wall does not know that it is being hit. So it doesn't feel bad. So the first difference between a living and non-living thing is that a living thing feels because it has knowledge. So with the knowledge, what do? We know that what is happening. Who is hitting on the wall and who is hitting on my body? We know with what? With the knowledge, because we see things, right? On the other hand, the non-living thing, the ajeev, does not know. It cannot see what is happening to it or to anybody. So a car does not know who is passing by on the road. So if we are not looking in the road, we may end up doing accident, right? Because the car does not have this knowledge to see and to think like we have to stop now, we don't have to hit it. So a non-living thing does not perceive anything, and if it perceives nothing, it doesn't feel anything. On the other hand, the soul knows, the jeev knows everything. It can see things, and therefore it can perceive them, and accordingly it can decide and feel. Am I clear?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Right. So what is the main difference? What is the whole thing about jeev and ajeev? That non-living thing, a wall, it doesn't know what is happening to it. On the other hand, I, as a jeev, know that what is happening to me. I know if in the morning I have to take a shower, I have to. Why? Because I know that it is good to take shower. On the other hand, the wall does not know that it has to take shower. The car does not know that it has to clean. It has to be cleaned up. So what? Who cleans up the car? We ourselves have to clean our car. Who has to make us bad? We have to make her bad, right? Because they don't know what they have to do. We know what is to be done to them. So the main difference between a living and non-living thing, that they don't know anything, and we know what is to be done. Am I clear?
Yes.
Yes. So, is it logical? Like, okay, so we cannot say something which run is Jeev, something which don't is a Jeev, because cars do run, right? They do walk, right? The football also travels a long way in the field. So is it a living thing? No. A moving thing is a living, non-living, we cannot say that. Moving is not a symbol to know that, yeah, it is a living thing. Something which has knowledge, something, if you call it, it will come to you. If you hurt it, it will feel bad. Something which feels, it is called a living thing or a non-living thing. Okay? Am I clear now?
Yeah.
Okay. So today, we'll not go into the details. Just tell me, what are the living things you know? Plants are living thing or not?
Yes.
Hello. Dia, do plants live? Dia?
Yes.
Dia, are you there? Yes. So, Dia, do you think plants have life?
Yes.
Dia. Dia, they have. Okay. So, Natasha, do you think if you will
yes.
cut a tree, it will get hurt? Yes or no?
Can you repeat it? I can't
Natasha?
Really hear anything. Yeah?
The question is, Dia agrees to the fact that plants are Jeev. They have life. So my question to you is, if you cut plants, will they get hurt?
If you cut what?
If you cut, Dia says that plant has life. My question is, if you cut a plant, will it get hurt?
I think so.
Natasha?
Because plants are living. Yes, because plants are living.
Plants are living. So will they get hurt?
Yes, they will get hurt.
If we cut, they will get hurt. Very good. So every living thing, it feels. So it knows that what bad is going to be done on them and what good is being done to them. So when we give water to the plant, they flourish, okay? They go green, they go lively. When we cut them, they feel very bad. They get hurt, okay? So they are living beings. Okay, now insects which are moving, insects, you know, you go to zoo, you see many animals, right? So are they all living or not?
Yes, they are living.
They are living. Because we see them walking, we see them, you know, when you give them food, they eat. Sometimes they sleep. They do many things, right? So if we hurt them, will they feel, they'll feel bad?
Yes.
Yes. So what we conclude, that because of knowledge, this Jeev comes to know that a good is being done to him or bad is being done to him. Now, if good is being done to them, it feels good. Like anybody comes to you, visit your house, and gives you chocolates, how will you feel?
Happy.
Happy. Why? Because you think that chocolate, that person who has come, who has brought you chocolate, is doing good to you. Now, on the other hand, you go to school, you have not done your homework, the teacher scolds you. How will you feel, Arun?
Bad.
Bad. You all will feel bad. Why? Because a good is not being done to you, a bad is being done to you. So, because you know the difference between good and bad, and you know that this situation, the good is being done. Having chocolate is a good thing. You know that. So, therefore, you feel good. So, this knowledge of feeling good or feeling bad makes every Jeev, like, if I know a bad is being done to me, I'll feel suffered. Like, I'll feel bad. I'll feel pain. Same way, every Jeev feels a good happiness or sorrowness or pain. So, Siddha Bhagwan is happy. Do we feel happiness or not? Yes or no? Hello? Siddha Bhagwan feels happiness or not? Or he doesn't feel anything?
Siddha Bhagwan is happy.
Siddha Bhagwan is happy, exactly. So Siddha Bhagwan feels happiness or not?
Happiness.
Yeah, he feels happiness, right? We are happy sometimes and we're not happy sometimes. We know when we're happy and we are not happy, right? So
yes.
Every jeev feels something, whether it's happiness or it's not happiness, but anything. So we know. Because we know, so only the point of difference between me, myself, and Ajit is that I know, and Ajit do not know. I know, therefore, I know that I am happy or not. Ajit does not know, therefore, it does not have any idea that good is being done to it or bad is being done to it. Okay? Are we clear on this part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we clear on this part? So what do we get out of it? If we know that we every jeev has knowledge, and if we know if we'll do good to it, it will feel good, and if we'll do bad to it, it will feel bad. So what do we get it? If somebody hits me, I'll feel very bad. What does it tell you? You should hit other people, other jeeva. You should do bad to other things to make them feel bad. Hello. What does it tell you?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Okay, tell me now. Yeah, my question is, what do you like to be? How do you want to be behaved? What do you want me to behave with you? How do you want me to behave with you? In a good manner or in a bad manner?
In a good manner.
Jamin, but in a good manner. Why? Because it makes you feel good, right, Jamin?
Yeah.
So, how does other jiva, how does Dia want me to be behaved with, Jamin? Dia will also want me to behave with her in a good manner. Yes, Jamin?
Yeah.
Jamin, yeah. And a dog on the roadside, how will he be wanting me to behave with that dog?
Good manner.
Happy, right? So
yeah.
Just because we know that every jiva has knowledge, whether it is a snake, it is a cow, it is anything, it is a jiva. So it knows what good thing is, it knows what bad thing is. So it feels good and it feels bad. So we should behave with every jiva in a good manner because they know how it feels to be, you know, when a bad is done to them. So just because we don't like to be behaved badly, we should not behave in a bad manner to any other jiva. Let it be a cow, let it be anything, let it be a small insect, let it be a lizard, let it be anything. So just because it has knowledge, we should not behave with it in a bad manner. Am I clear?
Yes.
Am I clear? Why? Because we know that they have knowledge. And because they have knowledge, they can feel. And we know that feeling bad is very bad thing because we also feel bad. So if we don't want to feel bad, should we make other exposed to being mad? Should we try to make them feel bad? No, we should not. So we should not behave with any other jiva in a bad manner because they know they can feel bad. Right? Am I being logical or just boring you all?
Not so.
Okay, so it's fine. Okay, so what we learned today is that all the jivas have knowledge, which makes them, you know, which differentiates them from all other non-living things. Non-living things does not have knowledge, therefore they don't feel. So it will hit on a table or it will hit on a car. They will not get hurt. But if you hit a dog instead, it will get hurt. Right? So we should not do any bad to any of the persons. So the main point of difference between a jeev and ajeev is that they have knowledge, and from which we have, you know, interpreted it that they have inferred that they feel what is good and what is bad. So they know the difference of being happy and being in pain. Okay? So jeev has knowledge and jeev feels things. Any question in this point? No questions? Okay. Okay, now I guess we are done with the time. But just we have given you two materials, right?
Yes.
One is Jeevan Ajeev, other is my introduction, right?
Yes.
Can
yes.
you open the my introduction file? Please open all of you the my introduction file. We conclude in 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Okay? Everybody opened it?
No, not yet.
Yes. 1 minute.
Yeah, yeah. Natasha, Arjun, Jermaine, Dia. Everybody open the my introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I have it open.
Dia, Jermaine, is it open on your desktop?
Opening it.
Yeah,
Jermaine, Dia. Dia.
I have opened.
Yeah, is it okay, very good. Jermaine?
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, so what do you see in the first... Yeah, okay. So what do you see in the very first place? In the very first slide, my introduction is written, there is one picture. This is picture of what?
The Bhagwan?
Is the Bhagwan sitting where?
Moksha?
Siddha Bhagwan, where does Siddha Bhagwan live? Namokar Mantra,
yeah.
Just revise if you remember. On where, on what thing?
Ashi Siddha Shila.
Siddha Shila. Yeah, Siddha Shila, excellent. So this thing, the half moon shaped thing on which these all Siddha Bhagwan sit is called Siddha Shila. This is the shape of Siddha Shila. Okay? So this is. Okay, so on the thing you see of yellow color, that thing is called Siddha Shila. Okay, now my introduction. Who will tell me what is your name? Arush, what is your name? Arush?
Hello?
Arush?
Yes.
Yeah, Arush, what is your name?
What is the name of what?
We learned in the last class that what is her name? Arjun, what's her name?
Shuddha Atma.
Shuddha Atma. Her name is what? Shuddha Atma. Excellent. What is her name? Pure soul. It's Shuddha Atma. Shuddha means pure, Atma means soul.
But in the
first... What are we? We're not this Arjun or we're not... Yeah, yeah, say what?
But in the
Hello?
Picture on
Jermaine,
the first slide... In the picture on the first slide,
what?
Isn't it Arihanta Bhagwan because Siddha Bhagwan doesn't have a body?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, yes. Exactly. The Bhagwan, you see, does have body, but Siddha Bhagwan don't have body. Okay? So it's like a pictorial presentation. Great point, Jermaine. Exactly a point. That the picture of what we see is Arihant Bhagwan, but the painter has made them into the Siddha Shila. Might be he does not have taken the class. That's the difference between Siddha and Arihanta. But we know, right? So, Siddhas don't have body, Arihantas do have. So, when you see body, yes, it's the picture of Arihanta. But when you see the Siddha Shila, you just ignore body and see, yeah, this is Siddha Shila, they might be a Siddha Bhagwan. Jermaine, get it? Exactly right point, but the painter might have forgot the difference between Siddhas and Arihantas, so he painted in this way. Okay?
Okay.
But what we know is Arihantas has body and Siddhas soul. Okay? Okay. Great point, Janet. Yeah. So, we don't have much time and we have to conclude. Okay? So, we'll just... Okay? Our name is Shuddha Atma. Okay? So, today, after so many days, we'll sing again. Last time, when we were singing in that Rishabhajit Sambhava Vinandan, right? So, we have to learn this poem. Okay? So, we'll sing a few lines of it. Okay? In our India, okay, when we take class, we have this prayer in Hindi. It's called Mera Dham. It's called that, who am I and where do I live? Where is my home? So, see, who amongst us does not want to be happy? Nobody or everybody? See, we don't have time. I guess it's already time. So, answer quickly. Everybody wants to be happy amongst us?
Yes.
Yes.
Natasha, Arigen, yes, we all want to be happy. And who is happy in this world? Who is happy in this world? Dia? Anu? You can say, who is happy? Jeev, we all are Jeev, but we are not completely happy, right?
Arihant and Sid.
Who is happy? Yeah, Bhagwan are completely happy. Okay? So, what do Arihantas and Siddhas have attained, what we have not? Salvation?
Moksha.
Right? They live in Siddhishila, Moksha. Right? So, we conclude now with that Arihantas and Siddhas are happy. And where do they live? They live in Moksha. They live in Moksha, right? They have got Moksha. Arihantas are yet to get Moksha because the four karmas are still with them. They have body. But Siddhas have got complete Moksha, right? Siddhas have got liberation. They are in Siddhishila, right? So, what is the home of Siddha? It's Moksha, right? So, a happy person... live where? They live in Moksha. And I want to be happy. So where will I have to live? I'll have to live in where? In which place? In Moksha. Right? So what is my actual home? It is Moksha. Am I making sense? I'm not. Hello? See, we all want happiness, and happiness is only found in Moksha, because whoever has been into that place, into the Moksha, is always happy. Our Shiva Bhagavans are happy. Therefore, if I want to be happy, where will I have to go? I have to go to Moksha. So, now am I making sense? Hello?
Yes.
Anybody else? Nobody agrees to me?
Yes, we agree.
Yes or no? Say something. Don't play politics.
Yes.
Like, it will be quiet. Yes, okay? So, we'll just sing two lines and then we'll conclude it, okay? So, see, it's on the same rhythm we sing in Hindi, okay? So, I'll say once and then... individually, I'll ask you to repeat it because at one go, I don't expect all of us to sing, okay? So, in the second slide, pure soul is my name. Pure soul is known as Shuddhatam, so it's in parenthesis. And knowing alone is my faith. Okay, so I'll sing it. I'm really bad at singing, so don't laugh and listen to it and what will you have to say, okay? Hello, you all are there, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Okay, so listen to me. Don't laugh, just listen. Fine. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my sin. pure soul is my name. Knowing alone is my fame. Okay? So, you have to sing it like this. I'll once sing in Hindi, okay? What we sing. And then, I'll repeat it in English, okay? Shuddhatam hai mera naam, matrijan naam mera kaam. Like, my name is Shuddhatam. And what do? I have knowledge, so only to know is my name. I do what? I only know, okay? So, pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Okay, Diya Singh. Diya, are you there?
Can you say that again?
Hello, Arjun? Diya, you have to. Achha, okay, you want me to sing it again?
Yes.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame.
Is my name, knowing alone is my fame.
Excellent, very good, Diya. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Arjun, your turn.
Okay. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame.
Yeah, very good. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone. It's my fame. Jamin, your turn.
Pure soul is my name. Knowing alone is my fame.
Excellent. You know, we all are six people, right? Yeah, Arjun, Arush, Jamin, Natasha, and Anubhav. And everybody has a different tone to it. Okay, fine. Arush, your turn. I'll sing first. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Yeah, Arush.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame.
Excellent, Arush. Very good. Natasha, your turn. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Yes, it.
Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame.
Slowly, slowly. We have to sing, Natasha. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame.
Your soul is mine, knowing alone is my fame.
Excellent. Okay, so I am Shuddhatma, I am pure soul, it's my name, and what is my job, what do? I just know. To know, that is only my work. See, when we see things, what we do, we know. When we listen to things, what we do, we know. When we taste some food, what we know, yeah, it tastes good or it tastes bad. So we know at that time, right? When we touch anything, we know that it is a cold thing or it is a hot thing. So everything we do, we only just know. So knowing alone is my job, right? Okay, so in the next class, we'll sing it in more delicate tones, okay? Till then, we'll conclude for today's session. Diya will say Namukar Mantra. Jaimin will say Aso Panch Namo Yaro. And Arjun will say Chitari Mangal Path. Let me start.
Oh, Namo Sudama. Namo Ayurama. Namo Vajayanam.
Eso punch in a mocaro, sava pao. Eso punch in a mocaro, sava pao, panashno, mangalam, chisavasi, paramam, havai mangalam.
Sorry, mangalam, arihanta, mangalam, sita, mangalam, sav, mangalam. Namo Mangalam. Sharanam Pajami. Igli Panato Dhamma Sharanam Pajami.
Okay. Jai Jinendra to all. Thank you.
Jai Jinendra. Thanks to everyone. Jai Jinendra.